Komoe awatamanui, France and Dine, and this is your Wātea English News. The Ministry for Children, or Oranga Tamariki, is set to cut more than 400 jobs as the government hunts for cash for its tax cuts. Chief Executive Chappy Tikani framed the cuts as the next step in a transformation project that started in 2021. Documents leaked to NZME show the agency is considering merging care and protection, youth justice and caregiver recruitment in some areas. The executive lineup is to be trimmed and it's seeking to refocus its Māori, partnerships and communities plan on a national strategy, with the group getting a new title of Enabling Communities and Investment. About 1,900 of the organisation's 5,100 positions could be affected in some way, including all positions in the national office below the chief executive and all roles in regional offices above site manager, youth justice manager and residence manager. And former Broadcasting Minister Willie Jackson says the coalition government has no plan for media in a state of crisis. Yesterday, staff swooped in with a deal to produce a 6pm news bulletin for TV3 from July when Warner Brothers Discovery shuts its News Hub News and Current Affairs division. Mr Jackson says the inaction of current Minister Melissa Lee contrasts with his 18 months in the job when he put $25 million into Radio New Zealand, allocated record funding for Māori broadcasting, introduced the Fair Digital News Bargaining Bill that will make platforms like Meta and Google pay for news that appears on their social media channels and attempted to merge Radio New Zealand and TVNZ.
I'm not saying the government should be putting in hundreds of millions of dollars, but government should be brokering and supporting organisations like News Hub, and News Hub have got where they are through their own initiative and working through their own strategies.
Willie Jackson says Labour's critics are trying to paint Labour as a do-nothing government when the record shows an extraordinary list of achievements. And finally, a Māori dentist says fluoridation opponents in Northland are putting the dental health of fellow Northlanders at risk. At a meeting attended by a large number of anti-fluoride activists, Far North District councillors voted 9-1 for what they say are cost reasons to delay the fluoridation of its own town water supplies by 2 years. The district is under orders from the Health Ministry to have the job done by July. Reedy Johnson, the head of dental at Te Whatu Ora Hauora Aotearoa Bay of Plenty, says she fears councils are being influenced by the views of a vocal but small minority.
It's definitely a voice that is small, but you know, they have a lot of people behind it, probably people of means who are able to make decisions for themselves, but or making those decisions for a big group of people.
Rudy Johnson says the Māori Dental Association, Te Ao Marama, is 100% behind the fluoridation. And that's your Wātea English News.